This is the Nonprofit in the Spotlight on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Cornelia Carpenter, and this month, I'm speaking with the Aspen Poets Society. Their mission? To promote and give the public access to poetry in all forms, including written and spoken poetry. The Aspen Poets Society was founded 9 years ago, with the mission of bringing the written and spoken words of poetry to audiences in the Aspen area. The organization currently hosts monthly live poetry readings at Victoria's Cafe in Aspen, and works with local schools. Audience numbers at the poetry readings are steadily growing, but as co-founders Kim Nuzzo and Lisa Zimmet explain, it's time for the next phase of growth and expansion. Kim Nuzzo.
We'd like to extend more into the community. We have a program that we're hoping to get online fairly soon of taking poetry into the jail. We would also like to begin to take poetry to the senior centers in the valley and read poetry to seniors that maybe don't have access to someone reading poetry to them. We also have a goal of more work with the schools, more collaboration with other organizations. Those are some of the things that we would like to do in the, I would say, near future.
And to carry out these projects, we'll take money. Funding is something the organization has never really focused on. But as an all-volunteer organization, they lack office space, resources, and the ability to grow these programs. Lisa Zimmet explains.
In order to up the ante, so to speak, in terms of the quality of programs we do, the kind of people we can bring in, we cannot realistically rely on all volunteer help. It's going to take money, and it's going to take fairly sizable money. So one of the projects that we have yet to embark on, but has been on the agenda, is to seek sponsorships, whereby we have, in addition to grant monies that we get, a steady income flow so that we can support ourselves in a more advanced manner.
Nuzzo is a poet, but Zimmet says she's not. But she says that as a listener, poetry still has the power to touch, move, and inspire.
Kim, as a poet, understands that kind of soulful need and that it is in all of us. But for some of us who may not feel comfortable writing our words, sometimes just listening to the poets serves the same purpose.
Zimmet shares a moment that has stuck with her.
One of the things we've done is, since 2009, we've also provided, at this point, over 300 poems to the Aspen Daily News's Poets Corner. It was created for us, and we feed them the material every week. I've been able to get some of the students' poems in the paper as well. So this little rewarding moment when a parent says, "You should have seen the smile on my son's face when he saw his words published in the newspaper." It's a little piece of happiness that it's been wonderful to give to the community and to provide that venue for poets of all ages.
I asked Nuzzo to leave us with a poem. He's been writing poetry since age 15 and hasn't stopped since.
This is a poem a little bit about why I write or why a person might write. It's called Soft Focus. Why he will write to the very end of the world. He's not afraid to say, "The distant train sounds like the hole in my heart." Even one shy little word or speck of dust shining true in the middle of the street opens to the sun. All of my waves to your shore, fresh words tugging at his pant legs. "I want to be the moon," said the poet. "Wait a minute, I am the moon."
To learn more about the Aspen Poets Society and how you can get involved, or to find out more about the Nonprofit in the Spotlight feature, go to aspenpublicradio.org.